From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday in a roadside attack by Houthi rebels. This comes after he ended a three-year alliance with them, battling the Saudi-led coalition. Yemeni President Abd Rabo Mansour Hadi here, speaking on Saudi television, sent his condolences to the nation and called on the people to rise up against the Houthi rebels. Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi said Saleh's death came on an exceptionally historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death is a setback for the Saudis, but a boon to the Houthis.
Now you have a situation where the Saudi-UAE duo is really not as comfortable and as acceptable in that region, even for those people who are against the Houthis. And at the same time, Houthis have become more powerful.
United Nations spokesperson Stephane Dujarric said fighting between Saleh's forces and the Houthis has impeded humanitarian efforts.
Our humanitarian colleagues are receiving desperate calls for help by trapped families, but are unable to reach those who have been injured, and there have been reports of even ambulances coming under attack.
The United States has called on all sides to engage in political negotiations. Human Rights Watch says security officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo recruited more than 200 exiled rebel fighters to suppress anti-government protests against President Joseph Kabila. Mr. Kabila was supposed to end his term at the end of December last year. This is VOA News.